to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, and we are thriving. I'm your host, Dr. Pat Basile. I'm joined here by my sidekick,
Mr. B.
Yep, he's here. And we are warming it up today. Warming it, heating it. And this is not a global warming kind of hotness.
Because it's November.
It is.
Warm it up, Pat. You're about to warm it up, Pat. That's what she was born to do.
That's right. But I'll tell you, you can't be warming it up if you're stuck in the fear, if you're stuck in the anxiety. And, you know, Dr. Friedemann Schaub is joining me here today, and we were just sitting here getting ready for the show, and we're just already talking about stuff. And Benny's like, okay, we've got to go on the air. We've got to go on the air. We do have to go on the air. Because part of this is, look, all of us have these dreams, these desires, whether it has anything to do with what we were talking about in the last hour and the action that you're going to take, or the action for yourself, or the action for the world. It is about action. But what seems to get us stuck in the way where we can't take action? Even action that may seem quite fundamental. What is it that doesn't even let us answer the question, what would you do if you knew you couldn't fail? Well, I have to tell you that, you know, having Friedemann here with us today, the founder of Cellular Wisdom, and a mind, body, spirit, healing, and empowerment program, having someone like him join us today, Dr. Friedemann, as we like to call him, and talk about not just about fear and anxiety, but how to break through it. Today's show and the upcoming workshop that he'll be doing November 22nd to the 23rd in Seattle is about that. Now, for those of you listening in Boston, in Florida, in Alabama, wherever you are, let me just say this. He works with people all over the world. So this is a conversation that we're going to have today. And I want to make sure you know two things. One, for those of you that are going to be hanging out on the 22nd and the 23rd of November, there is a transformative event for you to attend, and we'll talk about that. For those of you that are listening from different parts of the country, and by the way, different parts of the world, g'day to everybody in Australia, we want you to know that you can work with Friedemann from wherever you are, because this is how powerful the work is that he does. And so today, breaking through fear and anxiety, answer this question. Are you overwhelmed by fear? You know, thank you, Friedemann, for joining us here today. Part of this is, you know, my gosh, you got to be kidding. Are you overwhelmed? All you need to do is look at your stock, you know, and that's what people are doing, or look at your mortgage or your balloon mortgage or whatever that is. And how timely is this conversation?
Well, you know, I think it has been timely for the last 20 years, but certainly it's more timely than ever. What I found interesting yesterday, there was a poll that I read that I think 90% of Americans are pessimistic, which also means that they are, you know, afraid of the future, which I was very surprised, because my feeling was that after the election, there is a sense, at least on Tuesday night, of excitement and of change. But see, what this shows you is the one thing that stands between change and you often is a fear. And it's a fear of failure, it's a fear of change, and it's a fear of what if. And the famous what if question is one of the biggest fear traps we are stepping into on a regular basis, and especially right now.
Well, and you know, and you're someone that has been working with people for quite some time, and you have helped people so stuck in fear and anxiety move beyond that I think the stories really speak for themselves. But why is it we can't do this ourselves?
Well, ultimately, my intention is that you can do it yourself. It's, you know, there is something about learning how to get a deeper understanding of what is fear about, where does it come from, and how can I deal it in the future that will set you free. So it's really, my work is designed for people to get unstuck, to get the momentum, to keep going, and ultimately to be self-sufficient so that they can, you know, let's face it, there are always situations coming up that are challenges. That's life. And that's the spice of life. But when fear blocks us, we cannot really harvest and reap what we can get in terms of growth and successes when these challenges come along. So it's important to know what to do and how to do it in the future. And that's what I'm teaching people.
Well, let's talk about what fear is, what anxiety is. Let's break it down and let's start with the basics. You know, what is fear?
Well, you know, from a physiological level, it's a reaction to either an outside stimulus or something that happens inside of us. And what's interesting about fear, there was recently a very, very good article about how we are creating anxiety and fear. So when, let's say something is outside of you and you notice something, let's say you're walking through a dark alley and you hear a noise. And you see something like a shadow. Now, this information gets inside your brain. And inside your brain, there is a huge filter. And this filter is the thalamus and other parts of the midbrain that are looking for potential evidence that this could be dangerous. And eventually, after this information has been brought into the greater part of the brain to, you know, analyze what's going on, eventually the real information gets to the place in the brain where it needs to go, and then you realize, oh, it's just a cat, or the noise was just the wind. But until it gets to the actual place where it needs to get analyzed, there is this huge filter inside that is designed for us to be safe. Now, this is a natural state, and it's very normal, and this is how we evolved over, you know, hundreds of thousands of years. However, in our times, the filters get blown out of proportion. That means the filters are bigger, and we are more prone to misinterpret things outside of us as, oh my God, we are doomed, something's going to happen, than really seeing what's going on. And so what my intention is for people to understand is, it's not the outside circumstances that usually cause us to be afraid. It's what's inside going on and how we interpret the information. So we are ultimately creating the fear ourselves. And the good news is we can uncreate it. We can learn how to empty these filters, change those filters, and make sure that we really see things as they are and not how we distort them.
What's really interesting, and I alluded to this earlier when we did the opening, was that, you know, it's extremely difficult for people to even declare what they truly want in life.
Right.
And I love asking that question because, yeah, I think we all want joy, we all want peace, and we really do. I mean, I don't think we all do, but I think, you know, there are people that do. And it's easy to state that. But it becomes much more difficult, you know, truly asking for, a new job that pays well and the job that you love, or, you know, asking for financial security and prosperity. And why is that then?
Well, you know, I think that's a really interesting question, which I always wonder myself, because when I ask people, you know, they get a very specific questionnaire that helps them define their outcomes. And when you ask them, so what do you want? Very often the first thing they say, I don't want to be afraid. I don't want to feel low about myself. I don't want to be depressed. And so what you focus on, of course, is still what you actually don't want. And so there is this huge away from motivation, away from fear, away from anything that doesn't feel good, but really asking, so what would this be instead? So if you would not have fear, if you would have no depression, if you would have no anxiety or be stressed, how would that feel? That's a big blank. First of all, pause, and then people have to dig deeper to find that out. And I think it has to do with our way we were brought up. We were brought up, and this is what's so exciting about our times right now. We were really brought up about more survival, survival of the fittest. That's how we were brought up for a long time. And I really believe times are changing to thrival for everybody, thriving for all of us in a sustainable way. And that's what I believe going to happen in the next decade. And so we have to change our minds, and fear and anxiety certainly are in the way of that.
There are many different aspects of this, and we're going to talk about this. But, you know, you've put together what we call a breakthrough event, a time for all of us to have a breakthrough. That's the two-day event that we're referring to. And actually, we've got an incredible offer for people, which we'll share when we come back from break. But, you know, part of this is, you know, enabling or empowering folks to really learn the tools, right?
Right.
Don't you think? I mean, it's one thing for you to, like, talk with somebody and then yes. do something in 5 minutes. It's another thing for you to teach somebody how to do it for themselves.
Well, it's like the old story about, you know, give them a fish or learn them how to fish. I mean, that's basically what it is about. However, in the workshop, you also do the work. You know, you empty those filters. You change the filters. You really get deep work that you are doing under the guidance of myself and my assistants. And so there's something that also is an immediate impact that you will gain in the workshop. And on top of it, you get the tools that you will then use, in fact, every day for the 40-day challenge that is following up this workshop, so that you really ingrain your results. See, if we are changing our minds, it's very easy to fall back into old grooves, into just old default settings, if we are not replacing them with something that is more exciting and more gratifying. And that's what the tools are giving you.
And, you know, and I'm kind of stuck on my theme this week, which is about quantum leaping.
Yes.
And I think it's because I did a workshop this weekend on it, but in preparation for that, what I learned is that, you know, quantum leap is a small change that has significant impact. And so when we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Friedemann Schaub, and we're going to be talking about the upcoming event, and more importantly, certainly, how to quantum leap from wherever you're stuck to where you truly want to be. And what is the role of emotions? How does that factor in to your stuckness? And then how does that factor in to your bigness? Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by.
Are you looking for a unique place to book your holiday party? Here's a hot tip. The new Zenai Center in Bellevue. Zenai's co-founder and private celebrity chef, Curtis Ross, will serve you and your guests delicious, healthy cuisine and conscious cocktails in 4,000 square feet of beautiful, sustainable open space. Contact Zenai at 425-457-7665 or visit zenaicenter.net. That's ZENAICenter.net.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Do you wish you could trust your instincts more? Do you wish you were able to make decisions by confidently following your inner guidance? Maureen St. Germain, a modern-day mystic, road warrior, mom, and former corporate CEO, can help. Here's her tip of the week. Don't take no for the final answer. Don't give up. Keep looking for the way around your obstacle. The manuscript of one of the world's most successful books was rejected 11 times and was finally picked up by a small educational publisher. But who hasn't heard of Harry Potter? Maureen St. Germain has the tools and proven successes to help you connect with your highest wisdom. To find your best course of action in all circumstances, Check out Marine's Tools for Transformation, meditation CDs, Akashic Record readings, courses, and more. You can find Marine at angleangel.com. That's right, angleangel.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
It's better than a sharp stick in the eye. Way better. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. If you want to find out more about us and all the really cool things that we are doing, check out our website, www.thedrpatshow.com or Dr. Pat Live, drpatlive.com. But today, we're all about the breakthrough. We're about making sure that each and every one of us knows, first of all, that we can break through fear and anxiety, that we can move beyond depression or beyond lack of energy, and we can create the life that we desire. And who better than to bring this conversation to you than one of our amazing guests on the show, Dr. Friedemann Schaub. And he's joining us here today because two-part reason. One is he's committed and dedicating to helping people across the globe live the lives that they desire, and because he has created a breakthrough event. And for Seattle folks today, we have a special offer. And maybe, Friedemann, let's talk about that. And thank you for offering that to our listeners.
So you're welcome. And it's actually not only for Seattle folks. I mean,
if you want
to fly into Seattle and enjoy this beautiful city and by the way also have a little breakthrough for the weekend, then you may be just wanting to take this offer. And the offer is a 50% discount for Dr. Ped listeners, 50% to the regular fee. And I'm offering this as long as there is still space. There are some spaces still left. And if you feel like you really want to take a quantum leap and you want to break through, and I'm going to talk more about what that means, then just send us an email at info@cellularwisdom.com. Mention the Dr. Ped Show, and we contact you to sign up. Or you can also call us at 866-903-MIND, which is 866-903-6463.
And, let's talk about this. I mean, for people that are a lot stuck, but even people that are a little stuck. And let's talk about what it means to be a little and a lot stuck and where the emotional factor of that comes in.
Well, it's interesting because what you were talking about before with the quantum leap really makes me think about that this workshop, although you could argue, well, it's only 2 days. What can I change in 2 days? The amazing outcomes that I have seen people are able to succeed in and to achieve are just staggering. And what I always talk about is that life is a hologram, which basically means that when you change a little part in your life, it will automatically affect your entire life. And so if you are changing something on this weekend, it will make a huge difference in the rest of your life as well. And, there's one example that just comes to mind where it's so interesting when you watch that people come to me to these workshops or individual sessions, and they talk about how the outside world makes them smaller and how they cannot be themselves and how there is this feeling of, well, there is, for example, one person talked about her ex-husband who was extremely violent, abusive, and whenever she felt his energy around, being around him, she felt she was shrinking down to a little kid. Now, when she did the work and broke through fear and anxiety and found herself and found her confidence, she reported to me that it was the most amazing thing. the next few times she saw him, and they have a kid together, so they see each other quite frequently, he was completely different. He was friendly, he was accommodating, he was gentle, he was a complete different person. And not because she told him, not because she had an argument with him and created boundaries, it was simply her energy, how she was walking through life, the way she was emanating her confidence out into the world that made him respond differently. And these are the things that you can expect. Make a change internally and see how the world around you adjusts to those changes.
And, you know, part of this is, and you've talked about a couple different things with that example, and one of the things that comes to mind is the difference between changing a thought and being sort of mediocre about it and changing a thought and being passionate and excited
right.
about the new idea. How do we go about doing that? And what will people learn in the upcoming event?
Well, one of the things that you mentioned were the emotions before. And, you know, emotions are basically giving any thought life. Now, this is always my peeve with affirmations, that sometimes we are trying to affirm good things in our life, but we don't really feel anything about it. We don't really fully believe it. And so you may have an affirmation, I'm confident and I'm calm, but there is no feeling attached to it, no emotion. Well, you can just as well talk Chinese or German for that, and it will not really get you anywhere. So you need the emotional component to it. However, if you have a lot of negative emotions, in quotation marks, like fear and anxiety with you, then it's harder for you to go to the more positive emotions like calmness and confidence. So in the workshop and in the individual sessions, you learn how to let go of that stored, all the way down to the cellular memory, stored emotional baggage that you're carrying with you since a long, long time. And most people do. Most people have traumas in the past. And traumas is not necessarily big things. A trauma is a very individual concept. And even the smallest things can make a big impact. And really clearing up the past, learning from the past, growing out of the past, and this way having a clean slate so that you can much, much easier access your positive emotions of, again, calmness and confidence. And another aspect is congruency. Many of us are incongruent. Many of us feel like there is a part of us that knows we can. Yes, we can. And then there is another part of us that said, no, I can't. It's impossible. I never did it before. And so you have this tug of war going on. And again, in the workshop, you learn how to create congruency that stays with you, how you can learn how to communicate with the different parts, the different aspects of you, so that you are creating a wholeness that gives you also much, much more clarity and gives your energy a direction into which you want to go and not going back and forth and left and right and never really reaching your outcome that you desire. Congruency is very important, and it's one of the things that I feel is very much overlooked, and we have to work on that.
And part of it is that, there has to be this level of consistency as well.
Yes.
And without the tools, you can't be consistent because you really don't know what you've done from a systematic point of view the first time, nor would that, click for you on how to do it again. Because I could have a fear about one thing today and then, get that taken care of. And then tomorrow there's a new fear.
Right. And that's a very good point, because if we are not committed to ourselves and committed to our desired outcome, how can we ever reach it? And, I always liken it to, let's say you're trying to lose weight and you just go into this wonderful, really perfect program of diet and exercise, and you have that perfect weight and you feel great. Well, you don't go right away back to McDonald's and eat all these Big Macs and stuff. You don't sit just on the couch and watch TV. You're creating a sustainable program that keeps you on this ideal weight. Well, that's the same with the mental and emotional diet. We have to learn how to commit to also our mental and emotional fitness and our congruency and our strength. And we cannot just let down. And those tools and those little challenges that I give clients are not taking all day. I'm not asking for people to meditate, with a headstand for 2 hours or any kind of those things. It's really things that can easily be done between 10 and 20 minutes a day, but they make a huge impact in your life.
And, you know, part of this is getting back to the notion of thriving. And knowing that even if you're not thriving today, because there are many of us that go from a, you know, day-to-day survival mode, we don't even know we're doing it. And it's kind of like putting one foot in front of the other, like a little mouse on a little wheel there trying to chase the food. And we have to realize that we can step off of there and live an empowered life. And I wanted to ask you, from the work that you've done and from what you've created, what kinds of things have you seen? I mean, we've done that, you know, we talked about the example that you just shared, which was beautiful. But do people and can people change and get rid of fears, even from perhaps the most challenging of them?
Absolutely. You know, I often work actually with clients who were, you know, they call themselves survivors of abuse. And, right. You know, I don't like the word survivor, but absolutely, they have gone through the most horrific things we can even imagine. What always amazes me is the people that actually went through the most horrific things have a resilience inside that is absolutely remarkable. And I think there is a strength inside that I'm just in awe of. But they don't believe necessarily in the strength. And the weight of the past is just overshadowing everything. And often people that had come through traumas and abuse have a really hard time to believe that there is a space for them in the world. And so they're floating around. They don't necessarily have a relationship. They don't feel that they can ever root down. And I have seen people just marvelously changing with being able to actually commit to themselves first and then committing to a relationship, being able to be vulnerable again and feel safe and ultimately know that they deserve to be here and that they deserve to be happy. And what the changes are usually first starting on the inside, where you have a complete different relationship to your world around you, but then also on the outside, where you're attracting to you and creating in your life exactly what you desire, because now you know you're worth it.
Well, and you know, this is, of course, having Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. And we're talking about breaking through, talking about it in a way where you all can learn how to create that shift to create permanent change, whether it is stress, worry, insomnia, physical symptoms, it doesn't matter. When we come back, we're going to talk about breakthrough and the motion and those physical symptoms. How do we get rid of the things that are going on in our bodies? Do they really relate to our emotional and even our mental states? Well, who better than to talk about that than Dr. Friedemann Schaub? CellularWisdom.com is the website. We'll be right back.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
HeartPlanet.com, a positive-focused social network. Become a member. Post your profile and meet friends who treat others well and live their best life. Join and post a profile for your positive-based business, book, music, or creative project. Let the world know what you're up to. Go to heart-planet.com. A positive focus on meeting people. A positive focus on entertainment. Connect. Be entertained. Be inspired. Heart-planet.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com. Or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. Bottom line is that if you want to have a breakthrough, if you want to get rid of the baggage that you might be carrying along that are affecting your life, your health, your wealth, your well-being, and much more, this is the conversation that you want to join in on. I want to make sure that if you have any questions for Dr. Schaub, that you give us a call. I mean, we're talking about a lot of different things today, but if there's something specific, something personal happening with you, I would love for you to give us a call so he might address your questions. Whatever that is, whatever level of fear you have, whatever level of anxiety, it's wonderful to have an expert and someone that has an amazing healing ability on the show. So if you have chronic pain, if you have phobia, as a matter of fact, autoimmune diseases, if these are your challenges, and you have a question, we'd love to hear from you. I also want to mention that for Dr. Pat listeners, the special offer that he's put together is phenomenal. And, it's two tickets, right? For the price of one, more or less.
Yes, or if you can only come as one person, you get 50% off the ticket price.
Wow, either way. That's a deal. So, that's what I love about it. So if you want to bring a friend, and sometimes it's important to do that, if you're going to take a journey, especially a healing one, why not bring a friend? The other thing I want to say is this is so in line with the holistic makeover and pay it forward campaign that we have going on. And the special announcement that I planned for the show is I'm inspired by Dr. Friedemann, and I'm thrilled to say that we originally were going to have two winners for the makeover. Then it went to three. It's now looking like we'll journey with six people. And so this is part of how we keep building and helping others. Let's talk about the physical state, because we haven't done that. And I want to give out the phone number. If you've got a question or comment, give us a shout at the toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. And if you don't want to come on the air, please give Benny your question. Physical. Can we really turn our physical states around?
Well, can we actually afford not to do it?
Okay, ask me the trick question back at you.
Well, it's very interesting. I think when I look more about, into fear and anxiety, what I notice is that there are really like three layers how our mind, body, and spirit deals with fear and anxiety. And the first layer is that we have this enormous capacity to store emotions inside of us, the enormous capacity to store fear and anxiety in the subconscious, and as many of the listeners probably have noticed, also to suppress memories that were just too traumatic. And they may come up and bubble up in our dreams or sometimes in the consciousness, but the subconscious mind who takes care of this is actually a really wonderful ally in not overloading us with old fears and anxieties. Now, when that storage place is filled, that's when usually we feel there is this conscious continuous awareness of fear and anxiety, where we just feel startled and overwhelmed. Insomnia comes in. Now, when that is going to overload, that when it gets translated into the physical body, that's when we feel illnesses coming up that are, interestingly enough, really pointers in terms of their symptoms into the direction that we need to look. And for example, I had several clients that were working with allergies. One client I vividly remember came with me with a food allergy, and she had been on a very restrictive Ayurvedic diet for 2 years, and she was not able to eat anything but just a few things like rice and maybe some beans, but that was it. So there was really basically everything labeled as a no-no. Now,
wow.
The problem was for 2 years. And
that's
so she
huge.
Loved food, but her food choices became less and less and less. Now, when we worked on the emotional component, it turned out that there was a lot of stored anxiety and the feeling of that she doesn't matter, and that there is a feeling of smallness and a huge lack of confidence that she was carrying around, and a constant just underlying stress. When she resolved this, and you see, when she was not only resolving it, but when she was finding her power, when she found herself, she could gradually just add more foods to it. We could release phobias that she had actually developed towards food. And allergies often are subconscious phobias to certain foods, where we are connecting the dots on a subconscious level. While I had eaten this orange before, and it gave me, in her case, it were hives. So she got severe hives. So she had a phobia. What happens when I next time eat that orange? By working with the subconscious to release the phobia, the next afternoon she bought oranges without any problems. And now...
And ate them.
And now she's...
The next afternoon? After being on a restricted diet for 2 years?
After we removed the phobia around oranges.
That is so powerful.
And the amazing thing is, and you know, she regularly emails me and talks to me which great restaurant she has found and what she's eating. She's eating.
She can actually eat in a restaurant?
She eats everything.
Because you know, with that kind of restriction,
absolutely,
you cannot go to the restaurant.
And she eats everything, and she goes to any restaurant she wants, and she just needs to. And this is something that's, again, so powerful. She realizes that she gets symptoms when she hasn't taken care of her emotions, when she hasn't taken care of herself. So basically, you know, she called me one day and said, you know, I had some little hives coming up, and we talked about it, and she realized that there was a situation that she hadn't fully dealt with and digested. We worked on it, and then the hives never came back again. So there's something about really understanding that our physical symptoms are not something that's out of our reach. We can work with them, and we just have to understand how they are connected with our internal image and our internal subconscious.
So, you know, I'm really struck by that, and for a number of different reasons. One is, it really blows away the idea that we need to go through years and years and years of therapy to make these changes. It really does. But that is the traditional model.
Right.
You know, isn't it, Friedemann? I mean, you know, that is the model. And the quantum leap perspective from a healing and a modality point of view is to let everyone know that that doesn't have to be the case, that we could have change happen in a relatively short period of time here.
Right. You know, and I don't want to condemn regular therapy.
No, I'm not either.
I think regular therapy has its purpose, and, you know, a lot of people really need just to be heard and need the time just to be able to have somebody to run things by. However, in our society, often we go to the place where we are giving our power to the therapist, and we are not getting more empowered to be actually able to walk through life on our two feet and feeling confident. And so we don't want to replace one place of giving our power away to another, which is in the therapist office. And this is really my intention for everybody to realize we are powerful beyond belief. And I'm not saying this just, you know, without having anything to back it up. I have, through 15 years of experience, seen so many amazing people that have been able to heal themselves from things that they have been told are impossible to heal, that it feels to me we have to really believe more in our power, and it's time for us to do this, especially at these vast and fast-changing times.
There's no question about it. We've got a caller joining us here today, Benny.
Yep, Joanne from Seattle would like to join the conversation.
Hi, Joanne. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, and let me introduce you to Dr. Friedemann.
Hi, Joanne.
Hi, Dr. Friedemann and Dr. Pat. I have a question about, I seem to keep busying myself with the outer world and all these tasks I think I have to do, and I've been failing to meditate lately. Can you give a hint on how to go back to meditation if you think that you have to be busy on outer things?
Well, you know, I always like to look at the symptoms first and then understand the deeper root cause. Now, when you think about having to be busy, do you have the sense that there is a lack of self-worth otherwise that you feel unless you have checked off all the things on your list? You don't really feel that you deserve, for example, to sit down. You don't deserve to have a rest?
I think that's the main problem, yes.
And so what you really need to look at is what's the underlying emotional component, if it's fear that you may be rejected or fear that you may not be supported or fear of abandonment, and then you can probably also trace it back to where it comes from. Now, one of the things that I notice often is that there is internal self-talk that drives you to do those things. So when you want to meditate and then an inner voice says, no, you rather do now something else like the laundry or whatever those tasks are, what does that voice say to you?
I can't differentiate what it says exactly in the moment. I'm just trying to breathe and center myself at that time.
Okay, but do you notice that, you know, and you want to really do that, you want to pay attention to the messages of the part of you that drives you to do that. And if you send me an email, I will send you a very simple but effective exercise that helps you to turn around the self-talk. But what often happens is that we don't pay attention to the message that comes inside that may say, don't sit down, you have to do something else. And what happens next when we don't listen is that we feel the stress or maybe the anxiety around it, and then we are acting upon it. And eventually we are, again, and I think that's what you're dealing with, we are losing ourselves. We are losing the connection to ourselves. So you definitely do intuitively the right thing to just breathe and sit down. But you may want to really pay attention to the messages, and you may want to use the exercise it can send you to really counterbalance that.
Okay, that sounds great. I will make sure to email you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you so much. Let's take a short break. When we come back, yep, the doctor's in the house. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about the upcoming event and that special offer, go to cellularwisdom.com. When we come back, we're going to be sharing a fabulous, fabulous tool for you to create that change now. We'll be right back.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub, Danielle Rama Hoffman, and world-renowned harpist Peter Sterling for a sacred sound journey to Egypt, February 2009. Picture yourself meditating to magical harp music inside the Great Pyramid, luxuriating on a Nile cruise, and exploring sacred temples in private visits. For travel that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Does how you think affect how you feel or what you have? Do you want to achieve outstanding business and career goals, have a better relationship, or improve your health and fitness? End the excuses and get immediate results with the help of HUNA, Ancient Wisdom, Modern Application. What if you could attract money and abundance to you like a magnet? Donate excess weight and maintain your ideal state of health, or create the kind of relationship you've always wanted. With HUNA, you'll discover how to eliminate disempowering beliefs by using self-empowerment tools. Join Matt James December 13th and 14th in Seattle at the HUNA Prosperity Weekend.
Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com to register. This incredible workshop is only $95 for a limited time. Call 800-800-MIND or visit HUNA.com. The Empowerment Partnership. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Do you know of a single again woman who deserves a fresh start? Tell us why you think your friend deserves to win a three-night Royal Caribbean cruise to the Bahamas. Join us for a wellness getaway cruise for single again women from February 6th through February 9th. Enjoy uplifting workshops in the morning and beautiful white sandy beaches in the afternoon. Call today. Go to justgirltrips.com/freshstart or call 877-239-2950.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat for the Ageless Secret Water Energizing Skin Spray. It immediately improved my skin elasticity by 50%. I proved its energetic claims by doing a test with a glass of water, and it amazingly changed the water through the glass. This is the most incredible skin care product I have ever seen. You've got to see this for yourself. Call 888-424-4247 or visit agelesssecret.com. That's agelesssecret.com.
Are you looking for a unique place to book your holiday party? Here's a hot tip. The new Zenai Center in Bellevue. Zenai's co-founder and private celebrity chef, Curtis Ross, will serve you and your guests delicious, healthy cuisine and conscious cocktails in 4,000 square feet of beautiful, sustainable open space. Contact Zenai at 425-457-7665 or visit zenaicenter.net. That's ZENAICenter.net.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today, helping countless people shift from anxiety, fear, to get rid of the baggage and, you know, as I'd say, the crust that might be holding them back. And, you know, baggage, when I think about that, everybody says, oh, that's such a negative term. Not really. I mean, you know, basically it is stuff we're carrying around. I happen to have good luggage, by the way, that's not looking so good right now. But we have a caller calling into the show. And Benny, let's hit the phone lines.
Yeah, let's bring on Athena from Seattle.
Hi, Athena. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Dr. Pat.
How are you?
Hi, Athena.
Hello, Friedemann.
Hi.
Hello. I have got to comment on something.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Friedemann, when you first, you were talking about one of your clients who had a violent, abusive husband.
Right.
And then she worked with you, and you said her energy changed situation with him?
He was an ex-husband, so they were already separate.
Mm-hmm. Well, my degree in psychology, and with 25 years of education and training in domestic violence issues, if she were under the same roof with him, abusive, controlling power over people don't change until they get treatment and change their patterns of behavior.
That's right. That's right. And that's what she did. But there was something that I feel was even more powerful, which was that she really fully believed in herself. See, you know, there is one way of going ahead and changing your behavior. And then there is another of really just coming from a centeredness and from a place of fully believing in yourself and not even having consciously to, okay, now I should behave this way and now I should act this way. It's no longer an act. Is who you are. Now, it's certainly, you know, for her, it was, advantageous that the divorce was already, you know, 5 years or 10 years ago. They were just having to see each other every couple of weeks because of the kid. So it's certainly easier, you know, just to find yourself when you don't have this constant pressure from the outside and, you know, feel the environment is basically, you know, making you shrink and making you smaller. But that's, you know, it's really an important point also I want to make about breakthrough in general. It's not only about breaking through. It's not only about letting go of the baggage, but it's really about finding yourself. Because whenever you break through something, you're breaking into something. You're entering a new place. And what you want to enter is a place of your greater self. It's a place of where you feel your true power, where you feel who you really are. And I think that's a really, you know, important thing to mention, because otherwise we are, again, only focusing on the block and focusing on what we want to break through. And the main focus should be, who are we? And what don't we know yet about ourselves and our possibility and our potential?
And completely what you're saying, and I just wanted to reiterate about that.
Thank you very much.
Men that are abusive are, they don't change unless they choose to change, and they have to go into treatment and work on changing.
I really, you know, that is, again, one opinion, and I can only tell you from my perspective, I have seen people changing just because something around them has changed. Now, she does not, and I don't, you know, deal with this man, you know, on an ongoing basis. Maybe he is the same abusive person with others, but he has changed around her, and that change is ongoing. And I always believe that change is possible, that, you know, that we have more possibilities than saying, okay, there's only one way and you have to go in treatment, you have to do this for many years. I think we absolutely limit ourselves if we believe that.
Well, thank you, Athena. Thank you for calling in. Thank you for your comment. Thanks for joining in on the conversation. And I want to get back to that, because I do want to get back to the point where we're, you know, moving from one place to another place. That other place is, you could call it the greater good in your life. But I also want to circle back to the idea of quantum leap in terms of what you do. And, you know, just so folks know, a quantum leap marks a sudden, abrupt change from one state to a different one. A sudden, abrupt change. With no in-between transitional states. That's what we're talking about. And to address this for you, it's also this place of imagining going from A-ville to B-ville, meaning that if you're on a train and you're starting out in what I call the town of A-ville, and you're on that train, you don't want to stop at A-1, A-2, A-3. You want to go from A-ville to B-ville. B-ville is the place. And so it's a quantum leap going from A to B without the in-between. Isn't that what you're talking about?
Absolutely. But you know what's interesting? What I feel is the biggest block to get from A to B, it's our brain.
I was going
to
ask you.
It's our, you know, it's our consciousness. It's like this idea of, oh, it takes a long time. Oh, I have to wrap my brain around it. Oh, I have to intellectually understand it. So in this workshop, you will go from the conscious awareness, from the intellect, into the place where the real change happens. And that's not in our intellect. The real change happens on a subconscious level. That's where you can make the quantum leaps. That's where you can move from A to B, and you can have fun with it while you're doing it. But when you try to really overanalyze and too much be in your head and too little in your heart, that's usually when we're slowing down the process.
And, you know, this is really in line with the conversation we had earlier. And, you know, and I hope you don't mind using the quantum leap idea around this, because there are three parts that are important, and I know you covered these in your workshop, and this is sort of in recapping in what we've talked about today, and that is, you have to really think about, I'm going to call B-ville again, that place that I want to go.
Right.
You know, forget about the baggage. We're now into, what the heck do you want?
Exactly.
What do you want? But you have to think about it a lot.
Right.
I mean, it's, you just can't have, oh, geez, I want to be a millionaire, bam, and then the next day, we're back in. You have to really think about it a lot, right?
But you have to start more in what's in your power than what's outside of you. You know, I remember a client who came to me, and he was absolutely stressed. And he was so stressed again that he had physical symptoms, which in his case was pain, chronic back pain. And he was so focused on his work and on his obligations and his tasks. And what he really wanted was a promotion. And for 5-6 years, he was the one who was forgotten in his company. He was the one who worked the hardest. He was the most reliable. He was the best guy. and he was always forgotten in the promotions that were given out every year. And he got more and more frustrated, more and more anxious, what I'm doing wrong, and so on and so on. Well, he needed to understand that he has to first work on himself. He has to first remember who he is. And in his case, it was definitely driven by a very strict and somewhat abusive father. And just really letting go of this, finding himself once he had broken through, getting his confidence, and guess what? His back pain was completely gone, and he got his promotion after waiting for 6 years. So that was like, and he didn't wait for it anymore. You know, that's the thing that I loved about it. He called me up and said, you know, my boss called me in and gave me a promotion, and I didn't really want it, or I didn't really look for it as the one thing that makes me happy and makes me whole, because I know I'm already whole. I am already who I am. And this promotion is like the icing on the cake, but it's not my main focus any longer. And that's what it's about. So when you look for B-ville, look for B-ville inside, because we all have the potential to be happy and confident and feeling good about life and ourselves at this very moment.
And it will affect the world and the rest of your life. Thank you, Friedemann. Thank you for joining us. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. CellularWisdom.com is the website. Please go check out the upcoming event. More importantly, you can fly in from wherever you are to go to it. The question is, are you ready to let go of fear and step into thriving?
Absolutely. And remember, the special offer for Dr. Pat listeners, 50% off the regular price for the weekend, as long as we have still space. I'm looking forward to seeing you there.
Absolutely. He is the best. I so love Dr. Friedemann. I so love you.
Love
Thank
you, too.
Thank you so much for joining us here today. If you've said yes for a breakthrough, then make sure you check out CellularWisdom.com. If you want more of the Dr. Pat Show, go to thedrpatshow.com. If you want more of Benny, well, you'll have to talk to Benny about
that. Hey. We all want more from Benny.
We all want more of Benny.
I like that.
I'll tell you, it's a breakthrough with Benny. We'll see you right back here tomorrow, everybody.